Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Now, to say my next guest needs no introduction would be an understatement. This man has been by my radio side for all but 6 or 7 months of the last 22 years of my life. And he's back. He is a podcast host. He is a meditation teacher. He is an absolute waste of space when it comes to booking hotels in London. But we'll get on to that. Dermot Whelan, hello.
Dave Moore.
Yes.
It's so great to be on your show. I love what you've done with the place, the Man United wallpaper, the Metallica carpets, the stacks of lap blankets. Oh, my God, you've really made this place home.
How does it feel to be sitting in that chair now? Is it ox? Is it cool? Is it weird? Is it deadly? What's crack? How do you feel?
Do you know what it's like? It's like, did you ever hug somebody you used to go out with? You know, yes. You're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah. You meet, maybe you come home at Christmas time and you see them in the pub, whatever, and you're like, oh, hi, God, you're looking great. And you hug them and you go, oh, this is really familiar. Familiar and weird at the same time.
Yes.
That's what it feels like. It feels great. I love seeing you in your natural environment.
Yeah,
it's
and
like
also
seeing lemurs in the zoo or something.
No, lemurs' natural environment is not the zoo. It's probably a jungle somewhere in the tropics.
You see, that's why he's Dave.
But
he
I think though, whenever we've had to interview each other in the past,
yeah,
it's always been weird because we're both radio co-hosts at the time. But that's no longer the case. So maybe this won't be weird because you now have something else to offer other than being a radio co-host.
You finally have done something with your life.
I mean, you got out of this place and did something.
Well, I think let's just keep talking about how awkward it can be until it gets awkward.
Love it. Okay, we'll do that. We're going to play songs in the meantime and I'll hug him for that a little bit too long. It's Dave Moore on Today FM, but there's a fella beside me. It's kind of Dermot and Dave on Today FM because Dermot Wynn's back. I mean, no, he's not back. He's not back. He's just back in here today.
Oh, am I?
No.
Maybe I am. Surprise! Your show wasn't working out, so they got me back. What's it like to have me sitting in this chair, which is usually empty? Or is this where the guests sit now?
The guests sit there, and now that's not an empty chair anymore. Yeah.
How dare they?
And Cahill often sits there too.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. He'd steal your grave, as they say.
Do you not have his little pile of straw that we used to give him?
he's been upgraded.
Some carrots.
Let me ask you this, Dermot Whelan. And I haven't asked you this actually, because obviously, look, we see each other a good bit. Like, we went to London together there last week, whatever, you know, like we're still great friends, best friends. But do you listen to Dave Moore on Today FM? And you can be completely honest, because I genuinely don't know the answer to this.
Do you know what I do now? I didn't for the, say, up until Christmas.
Right.
I left in August. I couldn't. It just was too weird.
Yeah.
And plus, when you're trying to move your frame of mind into another space, it isn't healthy to be spending all your time sort of basically stalking your ex on Facebook. Yeah. Is basically what that would be. So I just said, look, I need a complete break from it.
That's fair.
Because I have done it for, oh, I don't know, 21 years. Yeah. So it might be no harm to think about something else for a while.
I kind of thought, I got the impression maybe that you had, that time had passed, that window had passed where, you know, it would be too difficult. Mm. When you followed me on Instagram, which if anyone doesn't know, Dermot, for some reason, when he joined Instagram after I was extolling the virtues of it to him, just went, I followed, and then went, I'm not following you. And I was like, why? And he went, I don't know, because it will annoy you. And he didn't follow me up until like a few months ago. So I kind of figured what that happened.
It was so funny because I was on it. I was like rooting around and then I was looking up because I wanted to see what you were doing. And then I was like, oh my God, I still don't follow him. Like, that's a joke that started in 2015 or something.
Yeah. Finally, it was remedied.
Wow. I think the joke has been made. I think I can follow Dave now.
Well, here's the thing, right? So you did leave this radio show to pursue another dream you had, and that dream was to be a full-time meditation teacher, and you've been doing it now for 6 months. How's it been?
I've made a terrible mistake.
At least he's honest. The meditation has taught him honesty.
It's been amazing. Yeah, it's been wonderful because I guess everything has changed. And that shift from having a place to go in the mornings to being self-employed has been a really interesting journey to be on as well.
Some parts must be difficult though, right?
Some days you're like, yeah, I'm my own boss. And then other days you're like, oh my God, I'm my own boss. So I think anybody listening, you know, I was thinking on the train coming in here this morning that, you know, over the years we've had so many self-employed people, business owners,
show,
all, you know, who have been tuned in and listening to us over the years. And I never quite fully appreciated the difficulty. And I guess all that, there's so many more decisions in your day working for yourself. You're constantly
true.
What do I need to be doing now? You know, what should I be doing? I need to prioritize all my tasks. When you have somewhere to go in the morning, whereas it's like a regular job, you're working for the man, a lot of those decisions are taken out of your hands. You're just like, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing tomorrow. I probably know what I'm going to eat. Like, everything is decided.
I certainly do, yes, as a creature of extreme habits.
But from the meditation teaching point of view, it's been just amazing. You know, I've been...
So people want to know, what do you do? Like, what do you do with yourself? So you teach meditation. So you go into businesses a lot of the time and you would do a talk for the staff of the business, and that would be a kind of a corporate side of your work.
Yeah, all kinds of companies, all kinds of people. I was doing one recently with a lot of graduates, nurses.
Yeah.
So all kinds of groups of people. So that's what's lovely. It takes me all around the country, from like Connemara to Cork and Wexford and all over the place. So I spend a lot of time meeting new people and going to new places and all that, which is fabulous. I really enjoy that part of it. I've got the new podcast now. That was
my next question.
Way more work than I thought it was going to be.
let's talk about this, because obviously, like, when you put together a podcast, a lot of people do think that it's like, put up a microphone, hit record, and then hit publish. And obviously, it can be that, but if you want it to be anything of value, you probably need to do something else. But also, like, you and I was on guest on your podcast. So the great thing is that we've kind of lost our radio get back together virginity in your neck of the woods. Yeah, never doing it here.
But, exactly.
But talk about the podcast, because I think it's resonated with a lot of people, and a lot of people maybe who don't think of themselves as somebody who need mindfulness or meditation or whatever. They just want to hear what you have to say. So it's covering a number of bases. So talk us through the idea behind the podcast.
Well, it is the Mindful podcast. And I guess people will know that I had a book called Mindful, maybe, and I did the live shows, which were Mindful. So this is the podcast part of that. And it has the same goal, as to make that, you know, stuff like mindfulness and meditation accessible to people and present it to people in a way that they can relate to.
Yeah.
That it isn't all yoga pants and lotus positions. It can be,
if
but
you
it
want
doesn't
it to
have
be.
To be for everybody. Yeah. And I guess the idea behind it is that you can understand your behavior a bit better. You can calm your mind if it's a bit frantic or full. And then you can start to explore your own potential. And that's the idea. So I have experts on there and I have special guests.
I think that's the key, is that's the idea behind it. But the execution of it is, expert explains probably something quite complex and a way in which our brains work, or a way in which our emotions work. And then you back that up then with a conversation with a person who people will know about a topic related to what the expert has to say.
Our episode was on relationships.
Yeah, friendships. So
So we explored all that kind of stuff with the experts.
Yeah.
So there's a topic and then the expert. And then I guess it's someone with lived life experience of what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know? It is brilliant. It's called Mindful Podcast.
The Mindful Podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
And DermotWhelan.com is the website to go for all the information.
He's very good, isn't he? He's just saying all the right things.
I don't even have to look at my sheets. I just know the stuff off by heart. Andy says, OMG, Dermot, I so miss your voice. Hello.
Oh, hello, Andy.
Lads, will you just say stuff to suits the music for old time's sake? I miss it, says Colin Galway. Listen, I couldn't
possibly put Dermot through. See his face? See the way I look kind of rested?
Yeah,
and
rested and relaxed.
You know, happy, content.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I don't have to do say stuff to suits the music.
Yes.
My heart actually beats in a regular rhythm. It's great to see that Cahill still has the earring anyway. I was afraid he had changed. Plus, he's bulked up. You must be
Dermot.
Desperate to get into those player fit guy jerseys, are you?
Dermot Whelan, you, speaking of fit, you took a group of people, fools, you took them and you brought them up Kilimanjaro.
I did. And I thought of you so often on that mountain thinking, Dave would hate this.
I would have hated every bit of it.
Every bit of it is being out of your comfort zone. Everything.
That's the whole point, isn't
lack
it?
Lack of sleep, sleeping uncomfortably, sleeping on a slope, the effort, the lack of oxygen, all those things.
I would not cope with any of these things.
The altitude sickness.
Yeah.
You would not have been a happy camper, literally, on that.
And but what was it like? What was the point of that in terms of? No. I mean, in terms of the mindfulness.
Now you sound like my wife.
The idea was that you would, as you said, get out of your comfort zone, test yourself, and then the other people going along wanted to do the same thing. Like, like, were you lead? I'm just worried that these people were putting their trust in you up the side of a mountain.
Well, I never set myself out as the guide, right, as in the mountaineer. Yeah. Someone you go to if you're like with a compass in one hand and a map in the other saying, what's next? Anyway, I guess I was a figurehead for the trip, which actually was still quite a lot of pressure because I was worried that I was going to get really sick or injured or possibly die.
And
there
that
is would
be that.
Really embarrassing if it happened on my own trip.
I'm so mortal I died. Oh, God.
But thankfully, everybody came back in one piece and we were very grateful for that. But I guess people wanted to go on it because it's one of those things. It's the ultimate stepping out of your comfort zone, challenging yourself. It's just shy of 6,000 meters. So I guess it's probably one of the highest places on earth you can go to without the aid of ropes and crampons and things like that.
Great word.
As delicious as they sound.
What?
They're like a jambon, except you eat them with your feet.
What is the air sickness, the altitude sickness like? Is it weird?
It is very weird. You start to feel dizzy. It's a bit like if you're bush drinking as a teenager. You know, when you start going, I think, not that I would condone any of that
of
behavior.
Of course, we know.
But, you know, I feel weird. I feel dizzy. I can't remember stuff.
You stand up and your legs are in a different dominion. Yeah
it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Now, and then the higher you go up, the symptoms can get more and more acute and it can be quite serious because your brain effectively starts to swell. So that's never good.
No.
So you can get very bad, you know, stomach issues and be very confused and want to go to sleep in the snow.
And
which
did
isn't
you do
a good
that?
Thing.
Did no, you try I any of those things? You're okay?
I had symptoms, but I found as soon as I could get to the camp, I was okay.
Okay, right.
I acclimatized pretty quickly and I had done some good sort of high altitude simulation breathing techniques before I went.
You're mad into this breathing stuff. Remember you told me I was breathing wrong.
I just find breathing works for
me.
You know, I tend to do it from the minute I get up.
First thing I do is I breathe.
Yeah, some days I forget. The days when I might look a bit blue.
Okay, so what is next then? Because you have the podcast is out. Obviously taking up a lot of your time and efforts, but the podcast is amazing. People should also follow you on Instagram because there's lots of cool videos that go up that show you who's on and what they're talking about. So at Dermot Whelan official on Instagram. But what's the next bit of the big plan?
Well, I'm going to be writing another book because
that's
something that I wanted to do. So I'll be doing that over the summer. My dream for the summer is to write another book and get my handicap way down.
Oh, well, actually, we've been questioned about that because I'm glad you brought it up because Mick's been in touch.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dermot. I was just wondering, Dermot, with all your time off from the show recently, your handicap must be really low now and your putting must have improved. So that is all now. What are you playing off now? Cheers. Love the show.
Thanks, Mick.
Listen, just what you see. I heard Dunbar for his back, so I thought maybe I could come back his way.
I've been hanging
around outside for the last 9 months.
Yeah, we put a little kind of block on your fob so you couldn't get in. Obviously, he let you in, did he?
I got in there through the usual fire escape and the little broken window, and I let the seagull flew into. But I tell your man, Dunbar's absolutely brutal, the guy.
Is he?
He was out there. I gave him a protein bar to try and straighten him up with his little skinny arms. He couldn't hit it out of his way to disgrace.
And how have you been yourself? Because it's been ages.
I'm still sounding to shock.
Good.
But I've been down. I'm actually helping Peter O'Mahony with his garden.
Oh, right. It's a big job. Yeah.
I'm helping him fertilise his lawn. He's obsessed. I'm just sprinkling little lemon M's and things around the place. You know, I've been a joke. A joke. It's great for the grass this time of the year.
The security. Yeah, you just come on in. That's just.
Go on.
See you later. There's Noni gone.
Sorry about that. Everywhere I go these days, she's still there trying to get people to calm down and she's feeding them wham bars.
So the handicap hasn't come down since you got all this free time.
No, I had this image that when I left radio, I would just be like, just playing golf every day.
Yeah.
You know, I had this image of myself sort of sitting by a lot of windowsills as raindrops kind of gently roll down and I'm dreaming up my next big thing. If you're working for yourself, you're never not doing something.
Yeah.
The only difference is I'm just as busy as I always was, only this time I don't get paid. It's a really great arrangement. They're constantly going, this is really fun and fulfilling and it's really aligned to my gifts and goals.
Yeah.
But how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to put Cocoa Pops on the table?
Yeah, these are the challenges.
Yes, just breathe deeper.
The money will come. I've got to do a quick fire round before you go. Mm. Okay, so ask all my guests in my new show. This is what I ask all my guests these questions.
Oh, ketchup. Okay.
No, it's not
brown sauce. Sorry, brown sauce.
They're along those lines. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, currently obsessed with? I would say, I'd say getting my handicap down over the summer is probably...
That's a real obsession.
I guess I'm obsessed with podcasts because I'm in that space now. So I'm listening to a lot. I'm thinking about it a lot of the time. Yeah, it's taking up all my mental energy.
That's absolutely understandable and rightly so, in fairness. Okay, second question is, who's the most famous person in your phone? And you can't say me.
I guess it would have to be a certain Oscar winner.
In fairness.
Because he's been in there a long, long time, and that's no great news to anybody.
Give everyone his name.
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy.
We go a long way back.
The first guest on the podcast, the Mindful podcast with Dermot Whelan, first guest, Cillian
Murphy. That's right. He was very kind and gave me a dig out and said, here, go on, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Get a few listeners in the door.
It came out the day he won the Oscar, the episode came out.
Yeah,
that was
literally was divine timing at
well,
work.
Well, well worked.
Yeah.
Think back to when you were in national school.
Okay.
About 8 years old. What was the name of the school?
Roxburgh National School, County Limerick.
Did you have a lunchbox? And
yes.
If so, what was in it?
The Muppets.
The Muppets lunchbox.
Oh, the Muppets were
in it. You opened it up and you ate Fozzie and then everyone.
I do remember there was a crack. It was a hole in the top of it. I can still see it really clearly. I was very annoyed the day that broke.
Oh.
I can't quite remember how it broke, but I was very annoyed. But yeah, it had the Muppets on the front. A big Muppets fan.
But what was in it though? I want to know what was coming to Whelan lunch.
I can't remember the sandwich, but it was definitely a Club Milk in there.
Oh,
definitely a Club Milk.
Nice treats.
Yeah, we had one every day. And
did you get milk in school, or did you bring in your own drink?
We got milk. Because, as you know, people would put the milk on the ground and jump on it.
Yes!
And you would cover your friend in stinking milk. And the classroom just stank of sour milk for about 6 years.
And the final question that I ask all my guests that I will ask you now, and I know we've asked this before, but people want to know, have just tuned in. Do you, Dermot Whelan, wash your legs in the shower?
Do you know, the other day, what I hate is I'm still thinking about you in the shower. And I'm sure all of you wonderful listeners are thinking the same thing. Like, why am I thinking of bloody Dave in the shower? Because I had gone for a run. I do a lot of trail running, as you know. And I came back and my legs were very, very mucky because it hasn't stopped raining in Ireland since 1970.
True.
And I forgot to wash my legs. So when I got out, I just rubbed... Like, first of all, there was a big brown stain on the towel. And I was like, oh my God, I really let myself go. I was like, oh no, it's the mud from my shins.
So you
because I didn't wash my legs
properly.
Did you
get back in and scrub them?
I did. Yeah. What I had to do was, because I didn't want to get back in because I was pretty dry, I did that thing that ladies do and I daintily put one leg into the shower.
By the way, ladies do this.
They do it in ads for like...
Oh, for Gillette and...
For shaving. What do you call that? Poly...
polyurethane?
Polyfilla? Is that what you use? There's something to do with shaving legs.
Do you know what? Think about it when we're off air. The answer to the question is no, you don't. Usually.
Wash my legs.
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But now you've made me think about it again.
Check out DermotWhelan.com. Follow him on Instagram at DermotWhelanOfficial and the podcast, the Mindful Podcast with Dermot Whelan, and an episode with me in there. Wherever you get your podcast, guest this week is
Dieran Garrahy.
Dieran Garrahy.
And psychologist Alison Keating.
Brilliant. So check it out. Dermot Whelan, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem,
get her out of here. I already said she's banned, for God's sake.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.